But Tolkien put in this idea that the elves grow weary of the world after enough time, and therefore they either fade from sight or they travel across the sea to the Blessed Land. But the elves in Middle-earth came up with a trick, sadly by the help of Sauron. They made three beautiful elvish rings that allow them to preserve things and to not get weary of the world and to make beauty in Middle-earth and not have to leave it. But the elves are pretty sure that when Sauron's ring is destroyed, all of their works of their three rings will be destroyed also. But the elves are willing to sacrifice that. And this adds in yet another important theme where freedom in Tolkien is worth the loss of beauty. And that is not always the case for other 20th century literature, where aesthetic beauty is sometimes elevated above all other things. But for Tolkien, it's about freedom. Freedom from domination, even if there are still hierarchies and other structures that aren't exactly democratic. The Council of Elrond decides that Frodo is the safest guardian because he won't be tempted by the ring. That is, because he won't be tempted to use the ring for some good purpose and then be trapped into evil. This is not universally accepted. Boromir, who's the son of the steward of Gondor, and to set this up, Gondor is on the front lines of the physical warfare against Sauron. He's going to attack Gondor first. So Boromir says, let's take the ring and use it as a weapon to defeat Sauron and then destroy it. But the elves and the wizard say, you can't do that. If you try to use it for good, it will automatically become evil. Boromir is skeptical. This skepticism is shared by many critics of The Lord of the Rings, who suggest that the ring couldn't be all that evil anyway. But Tolkien is definitely trying to set this up that way. So you can't use the ring, and Frodo is safe because Frodo, as a little hobbit, is not likely to be tempted to dominate anyone or to lead any armies or to use the ring for any reason. Elrond appoints 8 companions for Frodo. Aragorn, Boromir, the son of the steward of Gondor, as I said, an elf, Legolas, a dwarf, Gimli, the wizard Gandalf, and the other hobbits who have already come with Frodo this far. That kind of multiracial fellowship becomes a standard trope in fantasy literature later on. All the imitative fantasy, and including things like Dungeons and Dragons and so forth, would have these various groups that the different talents of the different races would contribute to the success as the whole, and that comes from Tolkien.